Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name's Jerry Shaw, and I've been calling you since before the 8th, trying to get a shipment, and I've had a number of, well, one that I was waiting, I guess they held it up because of number 3, and I said, go ahead, that was over before the 8th. Just ship it out to me without number 3. Then they said you were doing a warehouse inventory for, and lasted longer, and they were going to ship it for sure on the 10th, and it didn't come. And then the 12th, let's see, and the 15th for sure, didn't come. 19th, now we're on the 20-some. I just kind of excited to see what the excuse was this time.
Well, let me see if I can locate your account and figure out what's going on. So I was able to pull up an account by your phone number. Can I just get you to verify your first and last name, please?
Jerry Shaw, 8711 mm-hmm. East Alki Avenue B, Spokane, Washington. Washington State. State of confusion over all this.
No, hopefully not. Let me see.
Well, they keep coming up with different excuses and stuff, and then they said, well, now we're under number 7. We're out of number 7. First it was 3, I think, and it was 7 or 9. And I said, well, skip it. You know, just send, and I'm trying to get them to send 12 at a time. I'm 98, and I want to be able to finish this thing before I shuffle on. I don't know how long my expiration date is, but at this rate, you know, if I went every, you know, 4 every month, and it takes you almost a year, and the way it's been going, I'd be lucky to get it in 10 years.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize. So I see that where you called in and you changed your quantity. It has been sent to the warehouse. So we do ship on Tuesdays and Fridays and the last day of the month. So it doesn't have a tracking number on here, but we should be getting one within the next few days. It does show that the warehouse is processing those orders again, so you should be getting it.
Okay, and so I'm getting one minus 3 and 7. Are they still out date or back shipped?
It's showing that your next order will be, yes, it'll be everything but 3 and 7. So it shows you're getting 12, so you get 15, or 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, and then I can...
Are you having the same trouble with the Jeep?
The Jeep just released, so there's some delays with a few things, but that shouldn't, you know, we did do the inventory so we can make sure that we're having everything, that we have everything to ship out. So there is some delays with a few different products, not necessarily anything across the whole company. It's just, and as soon as we get the items, they come back available and your order would go out on the following Tuesday or Friday.
Yeah, well, I'm having so much trouble with this thing, and I've always been in love with a DeLorean, and I'd even prefer it to be a straight DeLorean and not the Back to the Future one, but that, you know, that was what you had, and I really like it. So far, I got, you know, your original 2 for $2. I've only got $2 invested, but, you know, I don't want to get in a situation where because this gets expensive quite quickly, and I don't want to end up not getting them. If you miss one or two parts on this, or one or two, what do they call that?
The kits.
What?
The kits.
Yeah, each one of the kits, right. Yeah, you miss one or two kits, and then it ruins it. You can never finish it right. Yeah, that's my concern. That's why I'm not going to put it off for almost a year doing it four at a time, and I figured 12 at a time, you know, that's only, what, three months?
Yeah, you get quite a few. It would be much faster. So I can, what I can do is unskip the 3 and 7 that were skipped this time so that they will go out with the next order. So you've got all of those.
Right, right.
And then, it, like I said, it does show that your order's been sent to the, like it's been sent to the warehouse to be fulfilled. So I would expect a tracking number, my hope would be this week. So Tuesdays and Fridays are when we do ship out. And you get an
email.
Yeah,
you sent me a thing showing it was going to be $162 or whatever it was. And I was all excited. I thought, well, for sure, then they are going to actually, they gave me that on the 21st, which I thought, well, Friday, they're going to ship it out for sure on the 22nd, and nothing. And I'm going, what? You know, it didn't come out of my account. And so now tomorrow's Tuesday again. What do you think the chance is of it actually making it out tomorrow?
Well, the charge that you were talking about was just the pre-authorization. And since they have done the inventory, things are moving. And, you know, we're past Christmas and everything like that. Things are moving a little bit faster. So I would, and we do try to get all orders shipped out by the end of the month. So if you don't have, you should have, I would say, I can't be sure. I mean, it's a 50-50 chance, really, it may or may, but I would expect it to ship out this week would be my expectation. So if it doesn't ship out Tuesday, it may ship out on Friday.
Oh, man. So you've never shipped any of the Jeeps out yet, huh?
We have, but it's a newer collection, so so that we have, you know, we try to keep everything in stock, but then depending on the popularity, you know, so there's going to be delays with some things eventually with any of them. But right now, there's not like a bunch that are out of stock for any of them. It's just kind of random which numbers are missing and which ones aren't. You know, it's just
right.
Whatever the warehouse has. And they're constantly getting product in. So, you know, we may have a date for it to come back in stock, but it could be that they actually come back in stock, you know, way sooner or anything.
Well, I got a friend, a real close friend that I met in Thailand that, you know, he's a Brit, you know. In fact, I ended up, you know, meeting his new wife, and they've got a kid now already and stuff, and they're over there, and there's a particular cologne that's made in China, but you can't buy it in Thailand until it goes to Britain and then comes back to Thailand, which makes it kind of expensive. And I have to go to him to order the stuff and ship it back. And I got to the point where, well, maybe I have to do that with this. The only way I'm going to get this is just have him go buy it in Britain and ship it to me. It'd be a lot quicker than dealing through you guys. But,
well,
you know,
that's certainly not what we want. And like I said, as soon as products are in stock, that, you know, you'll get those ones. I did unskip the 3 and 7 so that those will be available for your next shipment.
They told me that. They told me that, you know, back on the 8th, and we talked about skipping 3, you know, and they were going to send the 4, and it never happened. So then I said, well, God, go to 12, because at this rate, I'll never get this damn thing done. And, you know, it didn't take me that long to, of course, get the, you know, what I've got right now is a rear bumper. And if I have to, I'll just mount it in a frame and on the wall, and I'll have the rear end of it, and that's it. But, you know, and I was ready today to go ahead and say, well, let's go for the Jeep. You know, if you can get me the parts on the Jeep, let's do the Jeep. Because this is just getting to be too crazy. And I really like the product. Oh, my God. You know, the thing is really well built. It's expensive as heck. It's not cheap. But neither is these hydraulics. I almost went ahead and just canceled and was going to get the, you know, one of those big hydraulic earth movers. Mm-hmm. You know, those things are around $3,000, but they weigh a couple hundred pounds and they'll hold a 200-pound person. So they're big and they're real hydraulics and they're, you know, I was just about ready to go for that kit, you know, instead, because I know they've got them available. You know, and I've been ordering stuff out of China. The other day I ordered some. I don't know how they do it, but they have it here in 4 or 5 days. I just ordered a drill press again, and it said something about C-mail. And 3 days, 4 days later, I had it. And I'm thinking, well, it must have been on the boat and arrived here, you know, to be able to get here that quick, because it got to take more than 4 days to come across the ocean,
yeah,
I would think. But my God, that's from Banggood. And they do a lot of kits and different stuff, too. And, you know, I've had problems with them also. I ordered a 110 because we don't do the 120, 220 here. And I ended up, within 3 days, I got one a 110 or a 220. Well, it's useless to me. I can't use it here in the U.S. And they know that. I don't know why they shipped that one to me. Somebody made a mistake in the warehouse. And the only thing of it is, you know, I've got a condo in Thailand, and I could eventually take it back over there and give it to my Thai friend or something. But I'm getting discouraged on ordering things, and maybe it's the pandemic or something. But my God, it just seems like everything has come to a halt. And right now is the time we need it, because I'm going to go in and get my second shot, and I get to the point where I can travel again, I spend most of my time in Asia. And so I really needed to be working on that. And once I started on the two pieces you sent me, you know, I didn't. And the only hard part was is to put those damn little, you know, the tabs for the license plate, to get them on and on straight, because that stuff's pretty small.
Yeah, it is.
So, but, oh my God, and you know, I've had so many friends, and I wrote you guys a letter at the first. Everybody looked at that, and they said, oh my God, if they would make, you know, just a regular DeLorean, I'd be interested. You know, and they've already got it 85% done. All they'd have to do is redo, you know, they don't need a lot of the holes for all the gadgetry that goes on the Back to the Future.
Right.
And it probably wouldn't cost them near as much, because they wouldn't have to pay the rights for the movie and all that stuff. That stuff gets really expensive, you know, paying royalty rights for the motion picture and the, you know, there's charges for all that. I know there's going to be charges for just using DeLorean, but that wouldn't be near, I don't think, the charges they'd have to pay for Back to the Future.
Yeah, it'd probably be less.
Yeah, they could build it less, and a lot of people were more interested in just the straight DeLorean, and like I say, they've literally got it. They wouldn't have to do very little to come out with a straight one.
Yeah, it would be. You're right. It would. That does
popular.
Sound like something that. Yeah.
Have
yeah,
you only
a lot
got
of the cars are popular and just by themselves without the, you know,
yeah,
specialty stuff.
Well, you know that the one, the Mustang. I used to own a fastback Mustang, and if it was a plain one, I'd be more interested. That stooped up one, you know, isn't, you know, something that I would have been interested in even back then. But the, and as far as the James Bond thing, I actually rode in one of, they had like four of those that were the James Bond car. and it was extremely fast, but it was a stiff, very unfriendly car. Very fast. You know, there was no doubt about that. In fact, the idiot that was driving us was doing like 160. Well, that's insane. He would have lost his driver's license. And besides, you know, cars way ahead pull out to pass the other car. You catch up on them so fast. And you really don't know you're going that fast.
Yeah.
You know, that much faster. And it's stupid dangerous. I thought, why? You know, this is, you know, if you were over on the Autobahn, you could probably get away with it a little bit better. But here, you know, it's highly against the law to be. And I know if you get caught driving that fast over a speed limit, it's automatically lose your driver's license for at least a year.
Right. I think anything over like 25 miles over the speed limit.
Right. Right.
Automatically.
Right. So I
can't imagine the fine.
Well, it was, and I don't know how his uncle got that, but and why he let his idiot, you know, nephew drive that thing. You know, that's, you know, and I said, whoa, come on. Let's slow down and go back to my house. You know, I believe you. I've seen it. You know, and I wasn't impressed with the car. I don't like European cars very well. The Japanese, you know, take those European cars and make them much better. I had a girlfriend in Hawaii that had a Mercedes, and I always loved little Mercedes sports cars. Those are a crappy car. There isn't anything that's in a place you'd think it would be. It was always breaking down. It was really expensive to own, and it wasn't comfortable. You know, you'd get in a Diamond Eclipse or something from Japan, and oh my God, those things, they feel like you're made to be in them. And everything's where you expect it to be too. So they really study our habits. And I thought, oh my God, the Japanese just beat the Europeans all to heck on. They would never invent one, but they can make them much better.
And, yeah, their version.
The one thing I want to commend you guys, you actually have got a phone number I can call and I can actually talk. I haven't gotten anywhere. I've just been bugging the hell out of you. I've got a list. I've got a whole list of each date. You know, it was going to be here for sure on the 8th, and then the 10th, then the 12th. That was the shipping day on the Tuesday. Didn't make it. Then the 15th, then the 19th, then the 22nd. And I'm saying, what? I said, oh, I can't wait to hear what the excuse is this time.
Well, I hate that it's taking this long, and the inventory did push everything back, but... You know, and we are on a limited staff at the warehouse, so that because of the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
So I hate that it's taking this long, but we do ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. So those are the best days to call. Tuesday, I would say Wednesday and Saturday. So if you don't get an email on a Tuesday, and if you call Wednesday, we'll be able to see what it says. And same with Saturday, since we do ship on Tuesdays and Fridays and the last day of the month. So those are the best days to call and check on it. But you should,
the best days are Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Friday.
And Tuesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's why I called today, because I knew it didn't make it out Friday, because I know it would be on my, it would be billed to my account. So I thought, oh, God, you know, what's the chance now Tuesday? You know, if it's at the warehouse, it shouldn't take them much time, unless you're getting thousands of orders. You know, I was going to say, maybe you guys better stop advertising so you can get caught up.
At least till we get yours out, right?
Yeah, heck with everybody else, as long as I get mine. No, I'm really anxious, and the saddest thing that'll ever happen to me is if you guys don't provide all the kits. You know, if you never ever get to giving me the third kit, or one kit and that thing is worthless, you know.
Yeah.
And it's what I think it gets close to $500, you know, and that's a lot of money for a kit, you know. Because what, there's 38 of them. I've already got two. So
there's, let me see.
38, I think.
There's more than that. Hold on. So for the DeLorean build, there is 130.
130 kits?
Mm-hmm. So that's to complete the whole car.
130 kit, just a minute here. We're talking thousands of bucks.
So it is it's 130 kits in the car itself. And then if you want to do the additional scene, you can do that too. But if you're not a Back to the Future fan, then.
What do you mean by scenes?
It's the railroad scene that they have from the movie. Can do an additional 28 kits for that.
Okay, so we're talking $11 per kit, and then you charge $250, which is not exorbitant for shipping, I guess. Although if you ship 12 kits, it's $250 times 12, right?
Yeah.
So, what are we talking price wise? So we're talking $250. Let's see, that's 11, 12, 13. Let's see, $14 per kit, right?
Let me see. So they are. $10.90 per kit plus shipping, so $13.35 a piece with shipping.
$13.35
with shipping.
$35, okay. Times how many kits?
130.
One, three, oh, equals. So we're talking $1,735.
Yes, sir. And these models they've got the lights and the sound. I think this one makes sound. So they're not like your average model. It's a big model.
No, I know. Yeah, it's 21 inches long and it's 8 inches across.
Yeah.
I've got the back end of it, and thank God it's all screws. There's no glue that I know of.
No, you shouldn't need any glue, and you have everything you need to put it together. So it's more expensive than your average model, but they're amazing and definitely more than just your average model you'd pick up at a craft store.
So even at 12, and that's the most you send 12 at a time.
Right now. Yes, sir. We do have we may have an option later to do a load-up order, which we could do as a max of 24. It's not an option that's available yet, probably because the first order hasn't shipped out yet, or the second order. And we could do 12. Right now it's set for every month, but we could do it, or every 4 weeks, but we can do it more often or less often.
So that means it would take 130... there's 130 of those, and if you only ship 12 at a time, 130 divided by 12. Trying to figure out how long this is still going to take. A couple of years to get it all, won't it?
It's about 10 months, 10 and a half months or so, if you do it every 4 weeks.
10 months. And that's 12 at a time, right?
Yes.
Jesus. See, I'm scared to death to get part of that. What do if you guys decide not to do it anymore, go out of business or something, then what?
Oh, no, that's not. This is a really popular model, so it's not one that we're going to be, you know, canceling anytime soon or anything like that. It's one of our top sellers for the kits, so you don't have to worry about not having.
So I, because the biggest complaint, you know, when I start having trouble, I check with the Better Business Bureau, and your only complaint you got in there is people can't get the kits. Apparently there was somebody else that didn't get a kit three, and they got just about got their model done, and they still couldn't, they were complaining because they still couldn't get their kit three or something. And I thought, well, that's kind of ironic. It's the same kit that was out. Because that kit's, I know it's got a tire and a fender. It's got the second fender, which would be the light, you know, the right front fender, and a tire is part of kit three. I understand that. I wonder why does it say 30, 36 or 38 kits? It was 38. I thought it was 38, by the way you... And then there was,
it says it's over 33 months, so maybe that's where.
33 what?
It says if you do it four at a time every month, it takes 33 months. And then it talks about how you can extend and do the, recreate the scene from Back to the Future with the train tracks and all of that for an extra 28 kits. So maybe, yeah. But if you just want to do the car, it's 130 kits.
Where can you get all that information? I can't, your website, the pictures they've got are really good and all, but it doesn't really explain too much. You
so
know.
If you go to the top of the page for the Back to the Future car, or if you scroll down a little bit where it has like order today, it'll have the frequently asked questions. And down there, it says how many model kits are planned for the whole collection. And it says 130 spread over 33 months. So that's based off of people getting four a month every month.
Yeah. Well, that would take forever.
Yeah.
And for me, at 78, hell, I don't know. You know, especially with this virus around. You know, I don't go anywhere. I stay right at home, and I'm a photographer, and I travel all over the world. And, you know, it would really give me something to work on.
Yeah.
Not that I don't have too much already, but I was really beginning to wonder if I'd ever see more than the, and I can't complain. Like I say, I've got $1.98 invested so far, you know, so...
Yeah. Well, the next one will be, it'll be coming. And then if you decide you want to get them faster, instead of doing it every 4 weeks, we can do it every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even every week if you want them all at one time, kind of, to make it be a little bit quicker for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just, hell, I had that back bumper and all that stuff together. I mean, it's so well done, and it just snaps in place and holds till you can get the screws in and stuff. And like I say, the only problem I had is making sure those, and you send extra screws and you end extra, you know, because those tabs are even hard to put on a damn regular car. You got to get them aligned just right, because once they go down, they don't come off. And those things are so tiny, and I haven't been able, I've had a hard time, they're hologram type of thing, they gotta, you know, it's hard to photograph them and get the actual writing on them because of the color that comes out of them. I'm a photographer, and I was having trouble filming that, and I filmed the kits before I opened them up, I filmed them, and I keep track of everything I want. And I said, oh, God, now I'm really excited. And I can't wait. You know, next week they should be here already or on the 8th. And they weren't. And then, you know, and I said, well, why? And they said, well, because we're back ordered. Well, that means if you back ordered for 2 or 3 months on this 1-3, you know, then if I hadn't have called in, I would have never seen anything in, for maybe months.
Well, and that, we try not to make sure, we try to make sure that's not the case. When, and we do have like a list of items when they're out of stock so that we can kind of keep better track of things and be able to let customers know. But this this list is, you know, it could change at any point too. You know, it could, we could get a shipment in that we weren't originally planning. So it could, you know, just show up at the warehouse one day kind of, and then we have them. So then we ship it, everything out that needs that one that may have been delayed due to not
right.
having that part.
Yeah, I hope I'd be high on the list by then, because it's already been quite a while. I'm really surprised that that Britain's fallen down. The Japanese are, the Chinese over there are beating you on this stuff. They're, you know, on the models. There are models you can buy that one of those excavators with all the real hydraulics. And I mean, those things are really complicated. You can buy them and they come just gray. You have to paint them before you put them together. Some of them, you know, you can buy all together. All you have to do is put in the hydraulic fluid and charge up the battery, and they're ready to run. And they're around the $3,000 mark. If you buy them out of Germany, you can pay as much as $10,000 for one of those damn models. But they're exactly like the real one, except they're about the same. You know, they're much bigger than this car, but if you had one of those real earth movers, it would be much bigger than the car. You know, the car would come up to about the tracks on that thing. And it shows a 200-pound person riding on it. Or they got some kid, they're swinging him around on the thing, you know. So, you know, they're really powerful. You can actually dig, you know, holes for a water main or whatever with them.
Yeah.
They're like for real. I didn't even know they existed until I got into this with you guys. And I don't know how I accidentally stumbled onto this. Oh, I know how. One of those excavators, they were running ads and they were showing pictures and stuff. The only thing of it is that wasn't what they were selling. And if you saw in the real fine print, it would say the size of it was a 132, which means it's quite small.
Yeah.
And they were using the big ads to do the, and then they shipped you this cheap little $12 unit and getting it, you know, supposed to be, you know, 70% off for $60, which is just crap. You know, there's way too much of that stuff going on. And I got it and sent it back. First off, the remote didn't work, and I work with electronics all the time. I fixed the remote, but I sent it back to them. I said, you know what, you're charging me $60 for a $12. I can buy those things all day long for $12. You know, it's a toy, you know, but it's not metal. They showed that there was a, you know, they got the exhaust pipe out the back where there's smoke. It says it's safe smoke. In other words, it's not toxic smoke come out the back. Well, I said, well, if they have that close a detail, then it's a good model, even though it's only 32 time. Well, it got here, and it wasn't. It was plastic. See, they used somebody else's ad.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That makes me so mad. And I'm wondering how many people, you know, are getting screwed that way. They're actually getting $60 out of something that anybody could buy for around $12 to $15. So that's somehow or other I stumbled onto you guys through that, And I thought, oh my God, this is, it really looks even stainless steel, which it can't be because you can't cast stainless steel, but it sure looks like brushed stainless steel. And I looked at that front bumper and I said, my God, that really looks, you know, authentic and real.
Yeah, and it is definitely compared to, especially the model that you got. You know, these are they're die-cast models, so they're really a great quality. There's metal body panels. It's got working lights, so they're not like the ones that are all plastic and things like that. And the nice thing is, if you come across a piece that's, you know, you come across one that's broken or damaged or gets broken, you know, that's what we're here for as well. Like, you know, if you get one and it's a bad part or something, we can always just send you another, like a replacement, because that's, we want you to get the most out of this kit, because they're really, it takes a lot of commitment and a lot of time, and we want it to be the best that it can be.
Well, it looks like it is. It looks like it's well thought out, and it's, even the tires seem to have, you know, even the lights, even the brake lights in the back, it's easy to flip. They come in about five different parts, and it's easy to flip one over. But you can see, because even the writing on the lens, like it is on a real one.
Yeah.
It's so small you can't hardly see it, but I could tell one was upside down. You know, and I took the screws out and flipped it over. You know, I'm thinking, my God, I don't even know what it says because it's so small, but it's there. You know, you can feel it with your fingers.
Right.
And I thought, Jesus, that's really detailed. Probably gives you the tire pressure on your rubber tire.
It might. Yeah. I mean, it's really more than just like a regular model. It's really. It's awesome. You're gonna love it.
Well, you know what the Japanese, they build these, and you know what they put them out on bid for in Japan? They're selling them for $3,000 and $4,000 after they build them.
So you can make a little business on the side when you get your stuff.
Well, I suppose you could.
Although all that work, I couldn't imagine parting with one.
Providing, you can never get all the parts. That's my biggest. Now you're telling me I was thinking that there was going to be 38 kits, and now there's 130 kits. So now every kit's going to be the same price.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get part of the way through it, and then all of a sudden this kit's going to be 100.
No. No,
okay.
They're all the same price.
No surprise.
Nope, no surprise.
So do you have any estimate of the total price of the DeLorean, just the DeLorean?
Just like for the car itself, it is about, let me see. I had just pulled that up. Hold on. So $1,735 with shipping.
$1,735.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that down. $1,000. $735.50. And you get a T-shirt.
Yeah, you get four free gifts. Let me see.
Well, I already got the license plate. Then you got a stand, and a T-shirt. And,
yeah, you'll get the.
Something that holds all your books.
A binder, and so you don't have to get the binders, but if you want to keep the magazines, nice. The binders will come. The binders, after the first one is free, but after that, they're $9.99. So you don't have to have them, or you can put them in a different binder if you wanted to. But you would get, so you'll get the collector's guide, the license plate, which you already got, the binder, the first free binder, and then you'll get the poster, the exploded diagram poster, a regular poster,
mm-hmm.
and the base, and then you'll get a extension leaflet talking about the other items in the collection, and then you'll get the t-shirt.
I don't know about the DeLorean. The thing I don't care for or wouldn't get is the white Cadillac with the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
But they say that you open the door and the door handle, the there's a window. You turn the knob and it winds the windows up and down.
Yeah, these are intense. They're not, like I said, they're not your average models. They are wonderful, beautiful. You know, they have just about, you can do so much with them. It's crazy to see how much time and detail they put into these models.
Well, if there was room and stuff, you could build a real good electric motor and battery in there, and actually, because they said the steering wheel, when you turn the steering wheel, it actually turns the wheels.
Yeah, it has, it's got, let me see, for the Ghostbusters Echo One, the headlights turn off and on inside the car itself, like the actual car, and then it has it turns things on like it does in the top of the, like the lights and stuff turn on in the top of the car like they do for the movie.
Yeah.
And then they have, let me see. I'm going over the details for this one.
I'm surprised somebody isn't making some remote control equipment to go in there with this that they could actually drive it or run it.
Yeah. The hood opens, the lights rotate, the tire and hubcaps are screen accurate with the Cadillac Remington brand branding.
Yeah.
And then the it has the doors open and allow you access, so all five doors open. It's cool. It's got the roof rack.
Wow. Well, that's that would be my last choice of all of them on there. My second one, in fact, I almost opted for the Jeep, but maybe I'd have had better luck getting the parts for that one. But you see, that's pretty new.
Yeah.
That Jeep's amazing. You know, I mean, I don't know how the canvas in the back and the rope looks so real. And you got the little eyelets and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. And
yeah.
That would be, I was ready today saying, hey, if you can't get the parts, just say so and I'll switch over and go for the Jeep.
Yeah, you're going to, you're going to have some delay once in a while, but that was part of the reason why we stopped everything after Christmas, because it, you know, Christmas got everything crazy. And then we, so we did inventory and we can get the orders in that we need for the parts that we need. And you shouldn't have too many delays with your shipments.
Well, I got a feeling this is a lot bigger than other parts of the world than it is in the U.S.
I don't know. It's pretty big. Oh, you mean like popularity-wise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like they're selling more. They're selling far more in Japan than they are here. Of course, the Japanese probably got more money. We're getting in a situation we're going to have a hell of a time, even money-wise, if this inflation may just really, take us down if we ain't careful.
Yeah.
So close to losing our damn government that it isn't even funny. I can't even imagine that being possible, but being, I'd spent a lot of time in Vietnam and Cambodia. Vietnam, North Vietnam is my favorite place of all. And Cambodia and Thailand. Of course, I'm only an hour and a half away from all those places when I'm in Thailand. And they all used to look up to the U.S. and they said, "What? What happened? You go crazy." In fact, I wished I'd have gotten some T-shirts way back when Obama got in. They're all wearing T-shirts that says, "Oh, wow, Obama president, maybe U.S. good again." And Jesus, you know, and compared to what Bush and that stupid war and all that crap cost, you know, this, there was nothing compared to this craziness, and it hasn't stopped yet. I'm sitting here watching some of those guys still running their mouth. I'm going, oh my God, they still think they can overthrow Biden. Well, you know, it's overthrowing the damn government is what it's doing.
Yeah, nobody's going to win as long as everybody's fighting like this. It's not helping anything.
It's so scary that somebody that's, he had mental problems way back, and they've just gotten a lot worse. And, you know, his niece, God, she called the shots right down the line, exactly what he was about. Said he would, if he got his way, he'd be more dangerous than Hitler, and I believe it. He is he's a real nut job. And how somebody could even get in our, you know, first off, I think anybody that runs for president has to be able to speak two languages fluently. Because everywhere else in the world I go, all their leaders speak 3, 4, 5 languages. You know?
Yeah, we definitely do a disservice to our, even our kids growing up in a world where they only speak one language.
Oh, my God. Well, and, you know, our attitude is, you know, we're selfish. You know, this thing didn't have to get this bad if people had just worn masks and did what they were supposed to do, because the rest of the countries, in Australia now, they're back to normal. That's why all the movie things, they're going down there to make movies, because it's not even a problem anymore. It's so low that they test everybody all the time, and they know exactly if somebody's got it, and they isolate them. And it's just, it's back to normal there. And it could have been here, too, if we wouldn't have so worried about people working and going to school.
Everyone wants to take everything personal instead of just making it easy and just keeping everybody safe. Everybody wants to have an opinion.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm over here by Idaho, and they're really bad. You know, they fight. They get the women out there slugging it out and cussing each other out. You don't tell me I got to wear a mask and all this stuff. Well, then they, you know, it's 15 minutes away, and they come across into Washington to work during the daytime. Well, they're bringing it over here and making it worse on us because they refuse to wear masks. And they just about shut down the border between Washington and Idaho because of attitudes. You know, in fact, they still may.
It's terrible.
It's crazy. So, well, at least I was able to talk to somebody again. What's more maddening is a lot of times you get into this stuff and then you can't call back, and then you're really left hanging. So,
well, we're here.
Sorry I'm being so impatient, but like I said, I can't wait till Monday morning so I can call in and see what the excuse is this time.
Well, we're open on weekends, too. So if the call line is open, we don't take as many calls, but you can still call. If, like, you haven't heard anything by Friday, like I said, we do ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. So if you haven't heard anything by Friday, you can give us a call Friday or Saturday or
whenever. Why wouldn't it go out tomorrow? It was supposed to have gone out Friday.
It should. I mean, you should have a shipment out. It's showing that everything's prepared. It just doesn't give me, like, an exact date. It's going to walk out the warehouse door. Mm-hmm. So that's, I can just, you know.
They're that far behind over at your warehouse, too, huh?
They were behind, and then they did inventory so they could make sure they had everything on hand, and then they are running on a reduced staff due to COVID. Instead of like our full staff, you know, they're trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. But yeah, I'm hoping you'll have an update tomorrow. If not, you know, I'm on out. You should have one by Friday. So.
Okay. Now, she said, see, this is what doesn't make sense to me. I said, well, why didn't you call me and tell me you were short on the third kit? She's, well, we can't do anything unless you call and tell us to skip it. Well, I said, well, why would I be calling you to skip it if I didn't know it was short? You didn't let me know. You know, you didn't call me and say, hey, we're short. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I could have sat here for 2 months waiting, and you're waiting, you know, to get the shortage. And then I said, well, and I said, now we're doing the same thing again on the set. I said, why didn't you just go ahead and skip 7? Well, we can't do it without you telling us to.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because these kits are so intensive. So to send a whole bunch of parts and then have you find out that you're missing a vital part from the other kit, it's really frustrating. So that's why we pause, you know, we wait to ship everything out until it's all together. And so it's just because it's not, you know, it's one of those things where they come in a certain order, you know, for a reason, but this one is everything, and this one is in stock now. And then the next one, I unskipped 3 and 7 for you for the next shipment. So.
Okay. So you do have 3 and 7 in again.
Yes, sir. They're showing that they're not showing out of stock for us anymore. So that's the thing, is like some of them, sometimes it doesn't take very long for it to come back in stock, but we can't, you know, we don't always have an exact day that it will be back in stock.
Well, that way, you know, you could be working on it. If it's like that fender, all there is to put two of the trim pieces on it. Well, you know, you could do that to a lot of things. That means that there isn't enough parts to completely assemble it, but at least you could assemble the pieces, you know, separately until you do get the kit to assemble the rest of it. And that way it gives you something to work on.
And you'll be able to do that with these ones when they get there until the next shipment goes out for 3 and 7 and then the other 10.
Okay. All right. And that'll be the following month, right?
Yep.
Maybe in February?
In February. Yep.
So that should become, my shipment thing is around the first of the month, isn't it?
So we'll do the pre-authorization like we did for this one, and then the warehouse will process it, and then it'll go out. So it's every 4 weeks. So when we skipped it, it changed your shipment date a little bit. So it's showing that the next shipment wouldn't go out until the middle of February. But if you want it sooner, then I can change it if you want it before the end of February.
Well, it will definitely give me something to work on. I've got a great big plastic container I keep it all in. In fact, I got a special tray that I can hold in my lap that's got a really neat rim. It's a collapsible thing that, you know, that's only an inch thick, and it'll open up to 4 inches deep. So it's perfect for working on the parts and all. And if something rolls off, it rolls off into the edge.
Don't
go anywhere. Oh, it's perfect for this. And I found it at those special food store things, you know, that they, you know, unfortunately, it's like Costco, you know, they got something. It's really nice. You better get it because you go back 2 days later, they may not have it again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so that's a problem. Now, you are in Philadelphia, right?
So part of our stuff is in Philadelphia. Part of it is in New York. So
Are you in the New York office then?
So the corporate offices are in New York, and the Fifth Center, where the warehouse is in Philadelphia. But yeah I work for, yes.
You must be close to the warehouse, yeah.
Maybe
that's information
office.
You're not supposed to give out.
Well, I work for Eagle Moss. I work from home, so, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now the other thing that really concerns me is the, I ordered two models. They're both Batman cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 32 or whatever. They're the smaller ones because I've got a collection of the die-cast cars. And in fact, I just bought a stand for one, and they included the cars. It was in a Chevy dealership, and it's all the Chevys from 1919 to 19 something. You know, the trucks and cars, and it came. For the price I paid for the stand, which I needed as a stand, 30-some cars came with it. They just threw the cars in.
Hmm.
You know, which was a hell of a good deal. And it just happened to be, as a guy in Arizona, and he worked with a guy whose parents are in Spokane. So for Thanksgiving, he put them in a big tub and brought them up here personally for me.
Wow.
I gave the guy $20 for dragging him up here. So, and, you know, one mirror off in one of the cars fell out. It didn't break. It just fell out. Other than that, they were in perfect shape. And so I got all these 30-some metal cars for the price that I would normally pay just for the stand. Now I got it, and then I had to go buy another stand because what am I going to do with all these cars?
Right.
You know, and it's ridiculous. At my age, what the hell am I collecting all this crap for? But I've got a big building up there, and I'm turning it into a museum.
Oh, that's fun.
Man, yeah. It's got a pool table, and it's got a really neat workbench for me because I build computers. Right now, that's getting really hard because anything with a printed circuit board, the Chinese are saying go to hell or charge you three times the price, and they're cutting way back on what they're selling us, you know, thanks to Trump getting them mad. He's not allowed to go to China. He or a lot of his buddies there, they can't go to China and they can't go to Hong Kong. Now they're outlawed.
Yeah.
And I said, well, good. I wouldn't let him there either. There isn't, I don't think there's very many countries that want him in their country. So he better, and they don't want him down there either. He can't live in Mar-a-Lago. And the house they bought, they got partitions. They don't want him to move into their neighborhood. So, poor guy.
Yeah.
He deserves every bit of it.
Gotta be nice.
Yeah. So anyhow, be decent to people, for Christ's sake. And that's why I like Thailand. Everybody over there is so laid back and pleasant. And here's a guy, he just, three times now, he just went and paid for my condo fees. And they run around $1,000, you know, about 20, yeah, a little over $1,000 a year for my two condos. And I didn't ask him to do that. He just did that. So then I mail him, you know, I Skype him the money because Skype don't charge me to send money to him.
Yeah.
And that's really nice. I really like, not Skype, PayPal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing with you guys is PayPal, but I'm running it on my Bank of America or my, anyhow, the bank card that Costco used to take that don't anymore. I got started with them through Costco. Do you have Costco back there?
Yeah, we do.
Boy, that's sure popular out here. Of course, it's from Seattle. It's, you know, it's in the, it's it originated from this state, and I trust them. That's one of the few stores I really trust. And if you don't like anything, they don't even question. They just take it back.
Yeah, they're really good about stuff like that.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I guess they're worldwide. I know they're in Japan and some other places. I was hoping they'd bring it into Thailand and have the excellent place for them to put it there on the canal. You know, they would, oh my God, they would be so busy that it wouldn't be able to get near the place. Thai people love shopping. Oh my God, they're crazy. It's so much fun. That's all they do is go out and shop and eat, and all, they never stay at home. They're,
yeah.
I think this virus is slowing them down, but they work a lot and they play a lot. They play really hard. So, okay, well, maybe I can hope they'll. Oh, what I was going to tell you, I got those Batman cars, and they fulfilled them right away, and they said they shipped. But shit, that's been 3-4 weeks ago. You know, how long does it take you guys to ship them?
It looks like those ones might have been pre-orders, so they were sent to the warehouse to be fulfilled. Let me pull those item numbers up for you. Hold on. Those ones are showing a ship date of tomorrow.
Oh, they haven't even been shipped yet?
No, because it looks like those were pre-orders from what it looks like. And so those ones haven't been shipped yet, but let me see.
Well, I ordered them, and they showed that they'd been shipped 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it shows that they were sent to the warehouse to be fulfilled on the 1st. It is showing a ship date for these as tomorrow.
So how many weeks now is it going to take for your shipping?
Well, this one's already been, it shouldn't, if it leaves the warehouse tomorrow, you should have it. I would say maybe by the end of the week, 1st of next week.
Okay, because I order very expensive cameras, Sony cameras and stuff. I get all my stuff from New York. It's from B&H. And I order those things. They have them here in 3 days from New York. I cannot believe it. And they don't ever charge me for shipping either. So I don't even know how they get them here so fast. Now, I have to be sure to be here because I got to sign for them because we're talking like, you know, $3,000, $4,000 cameras. So I got to be here to sign for them. But they have them here in 3 or 4 days, and that's incredible.
And like it's the same delay that was with our with the warehouse being down. So, but those ones are showing a for sure ship date. It's showing that the next shipment will go out on tomorrow.
Okay.
So you should be able to call back tomorrow or Wednesday and get a tracking number for those.
Asked you because I was ready to cancel them. I thought, you know, I really don't need them that bad. You know, I don't even know if I got room for them. You know, and I don't know why the hell I ordered them, but I was just, you know, being impatient, waiting for this other stuff to come. And it showed, they said, oh, been shipped. Well, I think they meant they were shipped to the warehouse. And I thought, well, you know, I thought, I forgot I'd even ordered them. And when I was going through this stuff to look at this, I thought, oh, my God, those cars still aren't here yet. So then that makes me worry, you know, if you ship those tomorrow, or Friday, it better be the very latest. Then, you know, I don't want to have to wait for 2 months for them to get here.
Yeah, no. It won't take that long.
It shouldn't be over a week at the most, right?
Yeah, they say for standard shipping is 7 to 10 days, but now that the holidays have passed, things are going to get going to move faster than before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before the holidays.
All right, well, I'll hope like hell tomorrow you'll ship those out.
Yeah, it is showing for those ones that the ship date's tomorrow, and then the other ones, like I said, they're, it's showing that it's just got to leave the warehouse. So I would say give us a call back on Friday, and we may be able to get you an update on both of them.
Well, those Batman cars took them three or four weeks to leave the warehouse if they leave tomorrow.
Yeah, it's because of the delay that we had for doing inventory and stuff. And one looks like it was a special edition one, so it may have just been a limited stock item. But there, you'll get them.
Yeah. Well, wow, you guys slow down on your advertising or something until you get caught up, because this is, I don't know. You must just get tons of calls, people wondering what the hell's going on.
And that happens, and, COVID didn't help. And then with the election, a lot of people mailing things in, it put a lot of delays on the postal service. So unfortunately that's out of our control, but then we had our own inventory. So
they tried to shut down the postal office too, so people couldn't put their votes in there.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in Missoula, Montana. That's a liberal, really cool town. The rest of the state's really conservative, but Missoula is just the best town ever. And right out in front, they were taking the mailboxes down and all that stuff, and people saying, what are you doing? They're cutting them out. They have to cut them off because they're in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And they were doing that, and oh my God, the people were just furious when they found out that they were trying to cripple just so people couldn't put their ballots in the mailbox. They were taking them and destroying them, just like those assembly lines that count, those sorters. Those things are extreme. They were disassembling those things and selling them for scrap. So they didn't have any way to sort the votes. That's terrible. They've been trying to close the post office down forever. That post office was never made to make money. It was made to serve people, like in rural areas. Over in Montana, there's people, their driveways 25 miles long to the road.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, if they made it a profitable thing, if they got, if the private corporations took it over, those people would never get mail. Because they say it's not profitable. Well, it was never made to be profitable. It was a service for everybody. And it was one of the best companies, and they tried so hard to break that. The Republicans have been trying to break that thing. They were charging, they were making them pay way ahead on their retirement fees and their medicals and stuff. No other companies ever had to do that, and they survived because the FedEx and UPS use them to do the final deliveries. Yeah, I think that's the only thing that kept them alive. That, as hard as our part of our stupid government was trying to shut them down, we need the post office. Although I use everything on email, so I can see, you can see where, I'm really surprised people still buy newspapers. They're getting so small and useless. And besides that, you already see it on TV way before the newspaper gets to you.
Yeah.
I wish it was the truth. I had to go to Thailand to find out what's really going on here, because they all lie. The big corporations, I watched mainly CNN or MSNBC and CNN. They're one side, and then Fox News on the other side, and they're all big corporations that only tell you what they, what they want us to know. So I go over there and I listen to the Germans and the Austrians and all that tell me what the hell's going on in my own country. Because they know, and they say it's none of our business, except you guys, when you guys get a cold, we get the flu and die. So he says, we are really concerned about what the U.S. does. And it's amazing how much I've learned, from going over there and just sitting in. It's, Germans and Australians, and they'll, the Thais are really hard. They don't want to offend you, so they're very careful on saying anything. But and they can't even talk about their own government. You know, if he's over here, my Thai friend's over here, he'll discuss anything. But if he's there and talking over the, he's afraid to say anything because he don't want somebody to come. You know, you never know quite what's going on over there. They got the same, it's all over the world. It's the rich against the poor. And I don't know if people haven't figured out the rich have won, you know, 200%. Well, they've always won, but they've won so much now, you know, that they don't, you know, now they got a backlash because they realize, you know, people are getting fed up and they stormed the damn White House. Their lives are in danger. You know, it's from the government on up and everything goes up. And they have got so much money right now, they can't, you know, if they want a Learjet or if they want a one of those $2 million RV, you know, their Prevost buses, you know, or the Learjets or those 72-foot yachts, the waiting list is over 3 years because there's so much money at the top. They don't know what the hell to do with it all.
Yeah.
And everybody's buying the goodies. Isn't that sad? And then you see people on the streets. They don't even have a home or a place to go or eat.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be. We're a third world country. Thailand's better off than we are, and they're the one that's supposed to be third world. And I got an operation. I tore my Achilles tendon clear in two by taking Cipra, and the doctors didn't tell me that it makes your tendons really weak.
Hmm.
And I was chasing a cab. I ripped it in two, and I got it operated on over there. Many cast changes. The hospital, my God, it's the most beautiful place I've ever been. You wouldn't even know you're in a hospital. And it was less than 200 a night, where it's over 2,000 a night here for crap.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole operation, everything was 7,000. I come back here and I said, how much would this cost me? And he said, well, just for the operation, me as a doctor, the operation and the room that we use at the hospital, not the cast changes, not the medicines, nothing, would starts at 38,000. And I said, well, he took my toe tendon and put it in the bundle to strengthen it. He said, oh, that would be over $100,000.
Mm.
Just for the operation and the doctor at that time, not when you go back to see him again or not for the cast changes or not for all the other stuff that goes with it, it would be over $100,000. And then the whole thing, everything over there cost me $7,000. So that shows you, and it's a far better hospital. It's one of the top four hospitals in the world, Bumrungrad. And you could call them right now. I could give you a number. You could call them and ask them how much for a rotocuff tear or how much for this or that. They'll tell you to the dime how much it would cost you.
Wow.
Over the phone right now. And you know,
I think that's how it should be.
Well, it should. But we're getting screwed here really bad. The trouble, capitalism took over our medicine. And you know who's rich, ripping off everybody and making the most money right now? The hospitals. My God, they are making billions of dollars. And the drug companies. This vaccine, Pfizer, is going to be billions and billions and billions of dollars from this. You know, and it shouldn't be, you know, over there, my Thai friends, they're a third world country, and they all get free medicine. If I go over there, I got to get quarantined, and it's going to cost me like crazy because I'm from the U.S. If I was Thai, it wouldn't cost me a dime to go through a two-week quarantine and have the medicine and the care.
Yeah.
It'd be just because I'm Thai. Or if a Cambodian, they had all the Cambodian, well, no, not Cambodia, Burma, which is not Burma, it's Myanmar. They, when they got sick, they came into Thailand because they get free health care. Well, they brought a bunch of it in. Thailand was doing really good until the Cambodians, they come across the border. Well, they don't see you as a foreigner. even though you're not from that country, from another country, from there, you're another human being, so they got to take care of you.
Right.
Or feed you or whatever. They don't say, well, no, you're Mexican, you go home. You know, they don't.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, they don't throw them out. Oh, my God, they're so wonderful over there. You know, and I'm thinking, why can't we be like that here? Maybe somebody's going to get smart and get things changed a little bit. We're getting some pretty smart people in there, and with that vice president, if she takes over, she's got gumption. All righty, well, I better let you get back to work. And what's your first name?
Kelly.
Polly?
Kelly. It's Kelly, like K-E-L-L-I.
Oh, P-E-R-I?
K. Kelly.
Okay. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Kelly. Well, my name is Jerry, and I've been a big pest with you guys, and I appreciate being able to talk to somebody for real. And please tell them to get the damn stuff over here. And if they skip, you know, if they find out that number 10 is out of stock now, don't stop the order. Just skip it. She says, well, we can't do it unless you tell us to. Well, I said, well, I can't tell you to because I don't know if you're out.
Yeah.
You know, just put on my chart. If something comes up, skip it. Just keep skipping it because I want this thing. I want to do some. I want that thing so bad I can't see straight right now, and I got plenty of time to do it. And I'm afraid I get my vaccinations and stuff, and I start traveling, I might take off and go to Thailand for 6 months or something, and then, you know, then I don't think I want to haul all that stuff over there with me just to put it together. So
yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
You too. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye.